property completely. Second thing is all the cabins, whether it's going to be fences to keep people from walking off of a 10-foot ledge or a railing to keep them on the deck, there's going to be a perimeter fence on all of everything that is accessed because of how the ground drops at such a rapid rate. The trees will serve, I mean, this distance right here is pretty good. We actually went there and strung out these cabins to establish how they would lay on the property. And everything here is pretty much going to have a bulk of trees. The only thing maybe viewable is from this house right here, and that's only because they're going to be looking at the sky, and this is nothing but, I mean, an unwalkable cliff of ground. So as far as the road access, being able to see it, people lose tracking on the road, and people, the amount of traffic coming in. These cabins, so we have a family of three children, so one of the things that hinders us a lot of the times is we want to come and stay somewhere nice, but they don't really accommodate for that. So we want to bring in wheelchair accessible cottages that have a second bedroom established for kids. Now, I'm not saying an adult can't sleep in a kid's bed, but that's not the point behind it. The point is to establish handicap accessible one bedroom on the main level with everything accessible handicap, and then having a second loft to expand the market to people younger that have families and want to have that access as well. So with that being said, I don't really understand, I mean, I understand all of them, and we come from a farm, and I would be the same way they are as far as trying to keep out any high flow, high traffic, bad people in the area. And I can tell you that the amount of money that we're going to stick into these properties, no one of lower scale is going to be able to stay there. And we're also going to have nightly minimums. So you can't be there one night, two nights, and then, you know, party, trash it, and go on. You're going to have to be there three nights. So that's going to even raise the bar of quality of people coming in to stay at these locations. That's pretty much what I got for everything.
Let's see if there's any other questions for the applicant. Discussion amongst ourselves.
Again, I didn't get to look. It wasn't made a word to me about the commercial entrance. Are you aware of how much material it would take just to meet the road standard on the 8% grade within the right-of-way?
Sure. Yeah. So the material actually, I'm not from around here. So Harold Gross, is that the right name? The excavating company. So he is a gentleman that I've been speaking with. He's drove by the property. I have not had a chance to meet with him. We do not own this property as of right now. The purchase of it is all planning on whether or not this goes through as an approval or not. So I've been given limited access to actually go and view it. So the two times that I did go and walk it and view it weren't unavailable times for him to meet there. So the concept of doing this is still all in planning phase. There's no detail to anything. This is just a dream trying to come alive is all it is.
Any other questions?
I think they may have answered, but this property is part of the subdivision, correct?
Yes.
Well, there's numerous subdivisions there. It's part of Vista Park.
Vista Park.
Yeah, let me see if the subdivisions will come up.
Can I say something?
No, sir. You've had your time. No, sir. Okay. You've had time to speak.
Let me have my turn.
So it looks like, Randy, this is one subdivision, Vista Park. That probably includes these lots. This is Vista Park. So it, appears to be all Vista Park.
Okay.
whether it's phases.
Do you have the topos up?
He did, yeah.
I did, but I had to take them off because they were...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see, but it's steep.
Oh, I missed one thing. May I add to that when you're done?
Sure.
Go ahead. Okay.
Okay.
It's almost all red.
See it or not. Thank you.
Follow up?
So the someone brought up annexing into the city. I don't know where that came from. The conversation came into with the real estate agent of whether there was water or waste treatment on here. There is a, I think right through here, which joins to the back side of the property. There is a new wastewater deal there that we will not be going into. There will be a private well. With the aquifer is, again, with the water level, I mean, no, I can't dictate that. I mean, I don't know how else you get it in there. But you're going to have private well and private sewer waste treatment. With DNR is not going to allow me to do anything unless it's right. So I can't go into that. The conversation of annex that only came arose was when I was calling in trying to figure out who controlled that, whether it is Branson or whoever. They said that I would have to either go and try to annex this property into the city limits or try to get easement into that, which both of those assessed costs were well more than what it would take to put in its own private wastewater system. So, and I wouldn't want to be in the city anyway. So there's no, the annex is not part of the game plan from my perspective. If it gets pushed, it won't be from me. That was the other thing I think I missed. I think I hit everybody's go.
Okay, so this is a Division 3, so we don't have the special use worksheet to work off of, but we've spent quite a bit of time, heard from quite a few people, and he's given a good explanation of what his vision is. Any discussion amongst ourselves, or is anyone comfortable enough to make a motion for the application or opposed to the application?
Well, I think they said it pretty well. It just doesn't fit with the residential type 5 to 10 acre tracts, putting 5 or 6 cabins on one tract.
So based on general compatibility of the adjacent properties?
Yes.
So are you game to make a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion that we deny it on that premise. That it's non-compatible. It's not in a residential subdivision with single houses.
Is there, do we have a second for that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Got a motion and a second. So is there any discussion before final vote?
Well, I'd like to say something. It's not for us to decide the feasibility of a project, but there's a lot of things stacked against this project. And I feel if we deny this fella doing this project, we'll be doing him a great favor.
Well, with that being said, any other further discussion? All those in favor in voting for a motion to deny the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So there's a, Scott, you can get with Scott. There is an appeal process if you
there's do. There's a 90-day window to make an appeal to the Board of Adjustments, a 5-member separate board.
Okay.
I'll see if I can get Marla to include that in a decision that she'll send you. She'll send you a letter, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there is an appeal, will we be notified?
It'll be the same.
Same process as this. Everybody
you'll get a letter.
600 feet, physically yeah. Posted and in the newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be safe, everyone.
Oh. I thought of something. Because all the people.
in the hall.
Okay.
I just happened to take it.
I know something about that road.
Oh, do you?
I lost a dump truck and a bulldozer off back down that road one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Road.
Man, I can't imagine.
Just unloaded the dozer off the trailer. Nothing turned over. Very fortunate.
So it was dead. Do that.
Another piece of ground somewhere. But I don't think that had any bearing on that.
Can we, are we ready to go?
Well, she's got to get out there and get the applicants.
What is she asking?
Well, I went out in the hallway and said that why it was going to be first. At first, I didn't say it was first family, but then I went out, I said, I'm sorry, they made a motion to move the last one up first, so why it was going to be the first one up on the agenda. And she said she was out in the hallway, but she didn't hear it, but there were two gentlemen that came in, so, I don't know. I mean, I did announce it, I didn't want it out there.
Yeah.
May I approach?
Sure. I mean, we had two people come in for that, and...
You had five people come in for it. Look, and we were told it was going to be closer to 10 o'clock, and it would be fine for us to leave, to go, because it was going to take so long, because we were last on the docket. And I mean, I just have a real problem with this.
Okay. Well, it...
I've got a petition signed by over 50 people, and I have a public statement to make, and I'm just flabbergasted. I mean, why would you move? Why would you move it?
Well, the reason was is they were the last one. They spent 3.5 hours here last time, and at that meeting, and were you at that meeting?
No, I wasn't. I made aware of it.
And then,
this is going on in my backyard.
Yeah.
That.
You have the opportunity as a citizen to appeal the decision.
She can make an appeal to the Board of Adjustment.
Mm-hmm. You might want to work with Scott and as far...
Starrett.
He's the
planning administrator.
Yeah,
okay.
And follow up with them on the next step. But it was... we went out into the hall. There was a reason why we moved it. And they spoke for and against it, and a decision was rendered. So it's done. So, but there is an appeal process if you want to work through the Planning Commission.
You can make an appeal to the Board of Adjustment. It's a 5-member separate board than this to hear appeals and variances.
And when do I just call you to contact you?
You can call me, and I'll email you the application and the procedures and help you get it filled out. There's a 90-day window from tonight to make that appeal, so you have a lot of time to make the appeal.
Okay.
And there was an attorney here that represented him that was going to work with the applicant on access of the road and all of that. So
okay.
you might find out more about it.
We have some safety issues that need to be addressed. Fire issues. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's some barbecue issues. I'm disappointed.
Okay. Next, we are 127 North Tuscany Road. Your daughter's not going to come up and speak?
Would probably love to. Are we done yet?
Okay, this is case number 2029. Special use request by Martin and Terry Hernandez to seek Planning Commission approval for nightly rental use in an existing two-bedroom villa located at 127 North Tuscany. Per the assessor's information, the villa was built in 2007. It's Unit B, located in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Subdivision. Property is served by Branson Creek Water and the Branson Creek Treatment Plant for wastewater. Planning Commission previously approved this villa for nightly rental on March 21st, 2017. The adjoining properties are all villas in the Villas of Fieldstone. This project received a total score of 15 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And zoomed out, here's the entrance. I think everybody's pretty familiar with the area. The starred ones are previously approved, which that shows that one is a previous